And today's last word in business is on the gaydar. The biggest of the greeting card companies are not yet selling Valentine's Day cards for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender couples, but some may be interested. Here's NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin.
Andre DeBrock is a senior writer at Hallmark, which currently has no LGBT line or official plans for one, but he thinks it's in the company's future.
We've taken baby steps so far.
He points to a few coming out cards and four same-sex union cards created when California legalized gay marriage in 2008.
They've been performing on par with our regular wedding cards, so people do want these.
San Diego retiree Sandy Timberlake was one of the people who wanted them to send to her son and his husband.
They were very nondescript, number one. Secondly, it was very hard to find those cards in the stores.
2 years ago, Timberlake launched her own LGBT greeting card company called A Little to the Left. She sells online and in 26 stores around the country. She even has Valentine's Day designs. Hallmark isn't ready for that, and its senior card writer DeBrock adds,
I don't think there's a difference between, love between a man and a man, a woman and a woman, a man and a woman.
Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.